Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk sports hands-free. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
Well, the best season is still alive. 8 games to go. 2-game lead in the wild card. And the Reds are right on their tail. And it doesn't seem like there's any easiness to the final stretch of this season. And this is the thing about the New York Mets that aggravates me. We haven't, as a Met fan, you haven't celebrated a regular season since 2015. You haven't been able to clinch a playoff spot and feel like you can actually enjoy and take a breath and enjoy the last few games of the season and get set for the playoffs. Since 2015, it's 10 years and the Mets are still Metsing. And they've dragged this season out so that there's 8 games left and you're still biting your fingernails, and you're still sweating bullets watching this team. And yesterday versus the Nationals, when Jose Siri decided to play a game, to be healthy, to play a game in center field, and completely and utterly butcher center field as a whole, I thought, oh, here we go. This season is over. I felt it for a while now. I felt it for about a week or two now that the Mets are going to find a way to just completely collapse. And Jose Siri, he's the type of person that helps complete the collapse. But thankfully, a guy like Brandon Sproat, who is young, who goes out there and after the third inning, which is just completely butchered by Jose Siri, he rebounds and gets you another quick inning in the fourth inning and allows the Mets offense to come back. Allows the Mets to, you know, hit balls and play against the Nationals. And the Nationals look like the Phillies. Fundamentally, defensively speaking, they look terrible. And that's because they're a bad team. And they ended up doing what they're supposed to do and beat a Washington Nationals team to keep that 2-game lead in the wild card. And Mr. Juan Soto hits number 42, his 42nd home run of the season, which I heard before the season even started. There's no chance of Juan Soto hitting for power the way he did in 2024. Why? Because Aaron Judge is not in the same lineup as Juan Soto. So he's not going to hit for 42 home runs. Well, he did. He's still got 8 games to go. I'm not telling you he's going to hit 50, but he's not done yet. He has been on fire for about 2 months. He has carried the Mets for about 2 months, even though they've been slumping. He himself has been doing his part. Pete Alonso has been picking it up now recently. The Mets have now won 4 to 5 games. And that is what you need. That is what you need to do to win and to make it to the playoffs. They desperately needed to beat the Padres in the series, which they did. And they are now 8 games to go. And they have 2 against the Nationals, 3 against the Cubs, 3 against the Marlins. Is this done? Is this locked up? Absolutely not. Because they still have issues with the pitching staff. I mean, Carlos Mendoza goes out there and pulls Brandon Sproat in the fourth inning, after the fourth inning, and sends out Huascar Brazoban, who he right away gives up a nice 2-run home run to make this game a lot closer. You know, the Mets, after they're down 4-1, they take the lead and put it up 8-4. They make it 8-4, and you're like, okay, good. This game is, the Mets have this. And they bring in Huascar Brazoban, who gives up a 2-run shot, makes it 8-6, and now you got to sweat it out. But guess what? Ryan Helsley gets the ball in the 7th inning. And he got a hold. Now, a hold is when your team is up by 3 runs and it's the later stages of the game, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th inning, or whatever it is, and you have a 3-run lead or less, 3-2-1 run lead, whatever it is, and you pitch a successful inning and keep that lead. Ryan Helsley has not been able to do that as a New York Met. It's September 19th. He's been on the team since August 1st. It's been 49 days, and he finally got a hold. Finally got a hold. He finally did his job. And then Tyler Rogers did his job. And then if it wasn't for the bottom of the 8th inning, where the Mets opened it up a little bit more, I was expecting Edwin Diaz to come in. And that would have been the first time that Rogers, Helsley, and Diaz all would have been in the game, same game, and been successful in getting a hold, and then Diaz getting a save. That still hasn't happened yet, because there was no need, because Mets score 3 more runs, make it 12-6, and the rest is history. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. As we're going to talk a lot about football, a lot about the Yankees playoffs, a blown game by the Yankees against the Baltimore Orioles, but we'll get to that in a little bit. But we're starting off with the Mets as a crucial, I mean, every game counts. The Mets' magic number is 7. To make the playoffs, their magic number is 7. There's only 8 games left. They got to go 7-1. I don't think that's going to happen. I still think the Nationals are going to find a way to screw them here. I don't trust the Cubs. And I definitely don't trust the Marlins. But for tonight, for this morning, the Mets still have a two-game lead, in that final wild card spot. And everything, as they like to say, is in front of them. Can they pull it off? Can they do the unthinkable and actually catch fire at the right time? And that's the crazy thing. A team that was basically, to me, was dead about a week ago, if they catch fire right now, if they can go 7-1, and get to the playoffs, that's the team to be worried about. Now, I'm not telling you the Mets are doing that. I'm just telling you, those are the teams to be worried about. The teams that catch fire at the right time. That's why the Mets were so dangerous last year. That's why I was so high on them last year. Was because the New York Mets had a playoff game every single day starting June 1st. They needed to win. They were desperate. This year has been the exact opposite. They have not been desperate. They have been, we'll get there. We're a good team. It finally took last weekend for them to lose the Giants to, if they would have won, taking them out of the playoffs completely for a full day. Instead, the Giants lost. But for about, 3 or 4 hours there, the Mets were out of a playoff spot. And that's what I think was the kick in the butt, saying, guys, it's time. There's no more messing around. We are, the end of the season is here. It's now or never to win. And whoever that leader is, whether it's Francisco Lindor, whether it's Starling Marte, whether it's Juan Soto, whether it's Pete Alonso, I don't care. The product on the field needs to be better. And offensively, finally, the bats have been waking up. And Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso. I mean, Pete Alonso, four home runs in a solo home run, or not, I'm not even sure if it's a solo home run, but a home run in four straight games for Pete Alonso. Obviously, Friday, he did not get that. Instead, he just went, what, was he 2 for 4? I think it was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3 for 4, continuing to get on base, to continuing to get hits, like, that's what matters. It doesn't make a difference if he hits a home run. Just get on base. Find a way to continue to get to the next batter. Continue to put up runs, because you can't trust the pitching staff right now. And we'll get into the pitching staff and how it's going to be laid out. But for now, the Mets, they are in the playoffs. They are in control. Can they keep control? That is the question. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan at Hoff WFAN. You can hit me up there. We will get into the football, as there's a lot of storylines coming up for Sunday with the Jets and Tampa, and obviously with the Giants and the Chiefs. As Taylor Swift comes to town. Is it Taylor Swift or Taylor Kelce? That hasn't happened yet, right? Is she going to take his last name? That's the question that's burning inside of me right now. I need answers. Then we'll also get to the Yankees as well, because a disappointing game for the Yankees, and the kryptonite from the Yankees has been exposed again. There is one thing that definitely hurts the Yankees in the playoffs.
and we'll get to that. 888-808-1019. Let's get to these phone calls. Mike is in Brooklyn. Mike, what's up? You're first on the show.
Wow, look at this.
Oh, Mikey.
What's going on, brother, man?
You. What's up, buddy?
You. Listen, we're going to be out of this by, like, game 161. Alcantara basically knocks us out. You know what the problem with this team is? That we are never going to – I don't understand this. That everybody, every Mets fan is like, oh, this is great. We're going to make the playoffs. Who cares? Even if we make the playoffs, we're not going anywhere past two games.
Well, I don't – I mean, Mike, I'm a pessimist at heart, but I wouldn't say that just yet. I wouldn't dive into that just yet and say that they're not going to win anything. I mean, let them get into the playoffs first before I decide whether or not how deep of a run they're going to get.
So do you think – So any one of these guys starting rotation, do you think any one of these guys can compete with any team that's pretty much that will be in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Nolan McLean's got a set on him that no other Met pitchers had all season long, so I feel very confident in him. Brandon Sproat, again, I'm pissed how that game laid out for Brandon Sproat. Carlos Mendoza went to the bullpen too early, but honestly, that was all on Jose Siri. It was all on Jose Siri.
I totally agree.
You know, and the fact that they haven't changed those runs, and we did a Rico Bronya with Devin Roberts after the game, and I couldn't believe it. I thought those were easily not earned runs, and then they put it on. They put it on Brandon Sproat's record, four earned runs, and I can't believe that they can't.
Which is crazy.
The ball that was in Siri's glove and popped out, they called that a hit. I mean, what?
It's crazy.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
Listen, from your mouth to God's ears, but. And last week when we were talking, I wasn't saying that get rid of Alonso and change a team because I thought Alonso was the problem. I don't think Alonso is the problem, but I think you have to – listen, you have 2 years in a row. It's going to come down to basically the last week of the season.
Yeah.
When you have a $350 million payroll, right? And so this the core and what Stearns is doing – is not working, right? They are backing into the playoffs, but at the same time, they have to change. And the only
thing but to stop you real quick before you get into the next point, you say the core isn't working. I don't fully disagree. There are certain pieces to the quote-unquote core that I don't believe need to be here anymore. But the big whiff was the pitching staff. Like, David Stearns and David Stearns and only David Stearns gets a hit for that. That was a... This has been a bad season for the New York Mets, and it's because of David Stearns and the pitching staff.
I agree. And then I'm not saying that. I'm not saying 4 or 5 years down the road, he drafts. And look at the Brewers team right now. Three-quarters of the Brewers team is him. But the thing is, that's what he's good at, right? So right now, we're right in limbo. We're right in, okay, let him draft guys and get the team better in a couple of years, or go in at all. And they didn't go in at all, right? They went in half, you know, backside. And then on the other side, he's not drafting. So we're
it's still early, Mike. And again, I don't want to get into next year. And I don't want to do all that stuff. And thank you so much for the phone call. And happy birthday to your father, 80 years old, for Mike. But that being Mike's father, that is. But that being said, like, I'm not sitting here and talking about next year. I'm talking about right now. Like, I'm going to complain about what David Stearns has done right now. Yeah, for sure. But I'm not talking about next year, and I'm not looking ahead. I want to make the playoffs. No matter how unrealistic it is to think that the Mets are going to go 7-1 the next, you know, 8 games and clinch a playoff spot that way. I don't think that's possible because they just don't. They don't play the right way. They take a lot of games off. And they even, listen, I'm not going to call out Juan Soto for this, but I am. He took a play off in the third inning again to start this whole mess. You know, the inning prior, the Mets take a 1-0 lead as, who was it? Lindor scored on a, was it an Alonso single that was misplayed by Dylan Cruz, and Lindor comes around and scores because he just couldn't handle the ball. And it was really, it was a base hit single. Lindor should have been on third. Instead, he was able to score because of a bad play in right field. Now, in the third inning, where Sproat kind of fell apart, there was a base runner on first base and a broken bat single that goes maybe 10, 15 feet, and Sproat charges, picks up the baseball, and throws the ball, basically hits the runner at first base or gets past the, that doesn't get to Alonso's glove at all, and it goes to right field. And Juan Soto was just standing in right field. He was just standing out there. And it bounced off the wall, the side wall, you know, is kind of between him and the second base, and he starts jogging for it, and Brett Beatty beats him to the ball. It's all the way out in right field. Where was Soto on that play? Popping seeds? I don't know. But that's the reality, that they take plays off. The team takes games off. It just is what it is. I hate it, but that's how it is. It's a 162-game season, and a lot of times, some of these guys are not in on every play. I wish they were. You know, we could sit there and criticize Pete Alonso every day at first base and be like, oh, the guy's just not great at first base. Okay, fine, but tell me what play he takes off. He may not make the play, but tell me which plays he takes off at first base where he's not focused and not trying to make the play. He may not get it right, but he's still in the play. Juan Soto was just sitting back there. And I'm not trying to get on Juan Soto and be like, dude, get the ball. But I'll tell you this much, that's not acceptable in the playoffs, that's for sure. And if they lost that game because of that play, that'd be unacceptable as well. So a run scored off of that, two runs off of awful defense by Jose Siri, and that's how Brendan Sproat has a bad inning. But it's the New York Mets, that's been their biggest issue, is they don't show enough. They show they have fight. They show they have glimpses. They just don't show that they have that tenacity, that fire, that fight, that when push comes to shove, they can win any game because they're not going to give up. Now, they have 8 games to go. That can change. Quite frankly, that has changed with the recent winning streak. But as of now, it's not enough. And as of now, I still feel very negative towards this New York Mets team with 8 games to go. 888-808-1019. Again, like I said, we will get into the Yankees, and I'll do that next on The Fan because there was a huge issue, and this is going to be the biggest cog come playoff time for the New York Yankees. We'll get into that, and then we'll get into the football at 3 a.m. Giants and Jets looking to break the over for both teams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.